Now an update on how certain military weapons may injure the brains of people who fire them. NPR's John Hamilton reports on research suggesting that the blast waves from shoulder-fired anti-tank weapons can damage blood vessels in the brain.
A blow to the head tends to injure brain structures near the surface, but a blast wave keeps going. Dr. Ebolia Chernak of Belmont University in Nashville says it interacts with the entire body, causing blood to surge into the brain like a tsunami.
In blast, because of that tsunami inside our body through the blood vessels, the structures are much deeper. So we are talking about brainstem, we are talking about cerebellum, so all of the very nicely cushioned inside brain structures.
A big explosion, like a bomb, can cause catastrophic bleeding in the brain. But repeated exposure to what the military calls low-level blasts, including those from rocket and missile launchers, seems to cause more subtle changes to the brain's blood supply. Chernak says this can affect deep structures like the brainstem, which controls breathing, heart rate, and blood pressure.
Could be that a veteran comes because of uncontrolled blood pressure, which is resistant toward antihypertensive treatment, because the problem is in that main control in the brainstem.
One especially vulnerable structure is the blood-brain barrier, a layer of cells lining the inner surface of blood vessels. These cells form a membrane that usually keeps toxins out of the brain while allowing oxygen and nutrients to get in. Chernak says animal studies show that exposure to repeated blast waves impairs this system.
It does change the functionality of the blood-brain barrier, meaning the blood-brain barrier starts to be leaky.
That leaky barrier makes the brain more susceptible to infections and less able to remove waste products. The damage also leads to inflammation, which can disrupt connections in the brain. And Chernak says it reduces the flow of oxygen and nutrients to neurons, the cells that allow movement and thinking.
The neurons are now starving. They don't have enough energy. So we are ending up with neural cell death.
The military's interest in low-level blast exposure began about a decade ago. Scientists were studying military breachers who use explosives to remove obstacles or gain access to a secured building. The study involved participants in a 2-week breacher training program. Stephen Ollers of the Naval Medical Research Command says tests found no impact on students.
But we had 5 instructors that we just sort of decided to throw into the study, and they were the ones that showed some psychological effects,
including memory problems. The result led to a series of studies on low-level blast in both animals and military personnel. Early results found evidence of harm to neurons. More recent studies have shown that blood vessels are also damaged or altered. Ollers says it's not yet clear how much blast force or overpressure is safe.
We have tended to focus on the biggest weapon systems, the shoulder-fired weapons, where they're very close to your head, and the ones that have the most overpressure profiles. We're not quite sure what the thresholds are.
Ollers says it is clear that at some point, overpressure begins to affect what's known as the neurovascular unit, a complex system that makes sure brain cells are getting enough blood. One of Ollers' own studies looked at a protective layer of proteins in blood vessels.
After exposure to a blast overpressure, it's basically stripped off. It takes about a month for it to sort of grow back.
Other changes may be permanent. For example, repeated blast exposure impairs these smooth muscle cells that allow blood vessels to regulate pressure and flow.
You may not be able to tell the differences in blood flow just under normal conditions, but when you stimulate, you see that the smooth muscles have changed how they contract.
They contract with less force. And Ollers says at least one study in animals found that blast exposure might also cause an arteriovenous malformation, an abnormal tangle of veins and arteries that can cause fatal bleeding. John Hamilton, NPR News.